Mabel, it's so, so lovely to have you on the Hit List. How are you, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Now, first of all, let's talk about your new single, Mad Love, which dropped on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I wanted to make a summer song, you know, that was like just good vibes and like it's just about when you meet somebody and you both like each other and just like how good it feels. I feel like I'm always making these like dramatic breakup songs, so I kind of wanted to do the opposite with this one and just make something that was like sweet and nice and just about, yeah, sort of falling for somebody.
Now, obviously, a lot of people at the moment doing their GCSEs and their A-levels. What do you do now when you're feeling super stressed?
Do you know what? Sometimes when I'm really stressed about things, you'd have to just take a little break. I think like it's important just like go for a walk or like read a book or like just do something different. If I'm in the studio and I'm trying to finish something and like it's just not coming to me, then actually sometimes just like doing something completely different to take your mind off it for like an hour is actually a good shout, and then just come back with sort of fresh eyes, fresh ears.
So say if you were like just having a Friday night to yourself where you're like, oh my God, first Friday night off in ages, just want to chill, what would you do?
I would just be at my house. I'm not home enough. I would just be in my flat and I would just like watch movies and eat. That's literally it. That's the dream right now because I don't get to do that enough.
And what's your go-to movie?
I don't know. Space Jam used to be my favourite film ever.
I've never even heard of that. That's so bad.
You never watched Space Jam?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, you need to watch it. It's fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to investigate. And can you talk to us about Ibiza? Because you're obviously going back in a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm. It must be so excited.
Yeah, I love Ibiza. I was there last Tuesday and it's so much fun. It's like, you know, the ultimate gig location, like playing at a pool party. The dream.
Do you plan your outfits in advance?
Always, yeah.
Got to have that outfit plan. You got to know what's going on. Now, Mabel, have you been watching Love Island? The all-important question.
Obviously.
Who's your fave so far? Have you got a fave?
Not yet. I feel like it's early days. I haven't really, like, figured out everybody's personalities. I mean, it is just so intense, isn't it? Because, like, literally, how many episodes have... I think I've watched two. And it's just crazy how, like... they are after like one day they're like, I'm really hurt by this situation.
I know
people have feelings for people already, and I'm just like, but how?
I know,
you don't know each other.
Obviously the first lyric of Mad Love is, boy, you look like my type. So Mabel, what would you say is 100% your type on paper?
Oh my God, what is 100% my type on paper? Somebody that's very confident. That's like key. Somebody that has like a lot of confidence, because I do. So I think that's quite intimidating for guys. And even though I'm really short, I do like somebody that's really tall.
And looks wise?
Tall. Do you know what? I don't really have a very specific type. I'm not really sure. I haven't actually figured it out.
No.
I'm not that fussy, no.
Yeah, it's more about the personality. That's what I love. And that's what we're establishing with this year's Love Island as well. It's all about the personality.
It is. Do you know what? They keep saying it, but it is very true. It is very dead when somebody's like mad good looking and then have zero vibes.
They keep saying it like we've never figured this out before. And it's like, guys, literally, we've all been doing this for years.
I think I'm going to go for personality this year.
It's like, yes, hon, we've been doing that for ages. Well, Mabel, so, so lovely to speak to you. Massive good luck with the single. I love it. It's so, so good.